This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The decision was taken at a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi this morning. The move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. Following the equity capital infusion of 5,000 crore rupees, the number of micro, small and medium enterprises receiving financial assistance is expected to increase from over 76 lakh at the end of financial year 2025 to more than 1 crore by the end of the financial year 2028. The Cabinet has also given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that AI regulation must follow a techno-legal approach, not just standalone laws. He made this remark while speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday. The minister stressed on the need for robust technical tools to address risks such as bias and deep fakes, including detection systems accurate enough to withstand judicial scrutiny. He added that India is developing technologies to mitigate bias, enable reliable deep fake detection, and ensure proper unlearning before AI models are deployed.
Many rich countries where the big tech basically controls the access to GPU, we decided to create a public-private partnership in which the common compute facility is enabled by the government and subsidized by the government so that entire population, all the students, researchers, startups, they all get access to it. And the cost is practically one-third of the cost in most other countries.
Meanwhile, Mr. Vaishnav met IBM CEO Arvind Krishna and Meta Chief Global Affairs Officer Joel Kaplan on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. In a social media post, the minister said the world looks at India as a key driver of global innovation. Mr. Vaishnav said an investment worth $70 billion is confirmed in AI infrastructure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today called upon the global community to adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism as the world order is undergoing a profound transformation. Dr. Jayashankar stated this in his opening remarks during talks with his Spanish counterpart Jose Manuel Alvarez Bueno in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Power today released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Power Ministry said the policy targets per capita electricity consumption of 2,000 kilowatt hour by 2030 and over 4,000 kilowatt hour by 2047. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said the booth-level officers are the foundational pillars of electoral democracy in the country. Mr. Kumar was addressing the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management 2026 in New Delhi today. In Uttar Pradesh, a two-seater micro-light aircraft of the Indian Air Force was safely force-landed in Prayagraj while undertaking a routine sortie today. Both the pilots who were on board the aircraft ejected safely. A court of inquiry has been ordered by the IAF to ascertain the cause of the accident. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said Greenland is not a natural part of Denmark, calling it a legacy of colonialism that violates the spirit of the UN Charter. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, Mr. Lavrov said Greenland was historically a colony of Norway and Denmark, and it only became an associated territory of Denmark in the mid-20th century. Mr. Lavrov strongly denied Trump's suggestions that Russia and China have any intentions to threaten the Arctic island. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended a roller coaster session around 0.3% down today. The Sensex plummeted 271 points to close at 81,910, while the Nifty dropped 75 points to settle at 25,158. And with that, we end this news bulletin.